What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here, and that's right, we've got another X-Men 97 TV talk. So recently, probably most recently of my X-Men videos, I put out a theory video because it was a good time to make theories. Not theory time, that's another guy, he does that. But I wanted to put out kind of three primary theories I had going into the back half of the season. And I mean, you know, not to gloat, but like literally the thumbnail was Magneto lives. You know what I mean? Like, come on. I'm feeling pretty good. I am feeling pretty good. Not only that, but the other big one, of course, is that this season is going to ultimately set up an X-Men versus Avengers as kind of the, you know, cliffhanger for season two. I'm still leaning pretty hard on that. That said, my Genosha was an inside job is kind of being dismantled, but two out of three ain't bad. What's interesting is that I feel like every single episode we've been giving like a, you know, ripping the mask off to reveal who it is behind the scenes. And then you rip that person's mask off to figure out who it is behind the scenes. And there's so many different people working behind the scenes. It's like a mass conspiracy in terms of what is actually going on here. But I think it's safe to say in this episode, we actually did get the official big bad of the season. I mean, of the multiple big bads at work here, the one behind it all, the one that's going to be driving us into this three-part finale that we've got over the next 3 weeks. And he is none other than the Purple Man. No, wait, Apocalypse. Nope. Magneto? I'm kidding. It's Bastion. So I'll be the first to admit, I didn't know it was going to be Bastion. I didn't know where they were going with it. In fact, when they started playing the Purple People Eater music, before I pieced together what was going on, I was like, is it the Purple Man? Like, are we literally going Purple Man from Jessica Jones? That'd be kind of wild. But then, of course, there's a familiarity that Magneto has with this person and talking about the fact that this is a villain or someone who has been known as a villain. And I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, is it Slim Down Apocalypse? He's purple. You know, there's a lot of purple guys. What's the deal with the purple guys? You notice that? Like, all the villains are purple. You got Thanos, Apocalypse, Magneto has a thing going on there. Because, of course, they're Purple Man. Like, I know it's like a whole color theory thing about, you know, obviously our heroes are primary colors with the red and the blue and the yellow. And our villains are all, you know, purple and green. But then orange, like, there's like almost never an orange villain except for that one guy. But like, that's it. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting observation. Neither here nor there. And what's wild is like how much they've been like really kind of teeing up the fact that it's going to be Bastion. So much of this, obviously, with kind of the Sentinels, the evolution of the Sentinels, but also just technology in general, having the life death plotline play out in the background and kind of this reintroduction, really, of Forge into the primary timeline. Now, don't get me wrong. It's been a while since I watched the original series. I'm kind of going back through it with my kids right now. But as I recall, Forge was in the future. In fact, Bishop makes reference to Forge in X-Men 97, in the episode where Forge kind of shows up now. So they've retconned things to put Forge in the present with kind of this previous relationship with both X-Force and Bastion, and have yet to really explain how he's going to end up in the future. My guess is, because of time travel goodness, he will probably end up going to the future for some reason by the end of this season, which means that what we've seen of him in the past is technically his future. I freaking love time travel. Okay, I'm sorry, I love it. But it also means that we're going to see Forge playing probably a larger role coming into whatever the next three episodes are going to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't have teed it up the way that they did. And this is so cheeky. I'm sorry, but it's like, look at this. Like, it's like, oh, look, it's Forge. And like, here's all of his background. And like, the only thing obscured on this entire board is Bastion. Come on. Anyway, epic episode. Really good to see Rogue processing her grief in such a way. Obviously, the appearance of Captain America, the reference to the Hulk, Rogue's frustration with Cap not wanting to help them out. And so she just, in the most petty way, like just tosses the shield out into the mountains and be like, go fetch. That was hilarious. For a brief moment, I actually thought she was going to take it to Mexico. But I think Cap was kind of right here in that, like, yeah, I can't roll into Mexico and start beating people up wearing an American flag. Now, granted, and this is true, he could change clothes. Like, he could go undercover. Throw on some blue and yellow, Cap. Nobody would know you weren't an X-Man. I also like that we got the chance to see kind of more of the kind of further radicalization of a lot of the X-Men, including Hank, in this episode. Like, they are so done with playing politics with the rest of the world when literally genocide has rained down upon them. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens next. I'm ecstatic to see where things go from here. Really happy that Nightcrawler is officially a member of the team. Obviously, still mourning the death of Gambit, but at the same time, you know, Nightcrawler was, you know, he was my go-to on the old X-Men arcade game. You know, he could like clear out the board, you know, with his teleportation power. It's great. Anyway, where are things going? What are your big theories for what comes next? We've got 3 episodes for the series finale that's going to happen over the next 3 weeks. Throw your theories in the comments. Let's talk about it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.